Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday Night Grudge Talk Power Hour with me, your host, Tony Rayford. Oh, we had a great weekend this weekend, y'all. I know there's a lot of good racing going on all over the state, all over everywhere, really. But we're going to talk about some of that in a little bit. We're going to have open mic tonight. I want to know what you guys thought about what happened over the weekend and everything, and how you feel about it. First, I want to talk about my sponsors. We got Christine Racing, Mr. Richard Spann out of Haines City, Florida. You know, bringing to you this radio station and bringing to you the SmackDown races. You know, putting forth a good effort to try to get some good grudge racing coming back to the state of Florida. Okay, got Florida Diesel Repair out of Tampa, Florida, 1602 South 50th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33619. Their phone number is 813-248-8377. That's 813-248-8377. You can get in contact with them about, excuse me, about any of your diesel needs, tractor trailers, generators, whatever it is, that's diesel power, pickup trucks, diesel power. They help you out. They'll take care of you. Just give them a call. Tell them I told you to call. And they'll handle whatever you need. Okay. And then you have, we got Stanley Albritton Jr., SAJ Racing Engine, out of Bradenton, Florida. Anybody out there working on a car project, grudge car, bracket car, index car, whatever it may be, give him a call. He will help you out. If not, build the whole car. Engines, transmissions, rear end, and drive them at the same time. So SAJ Racing Engines out of Bradenton, Florida. Okay. We got that out the way. I want to run down to you guys real quick what's going on over here at Orlando this weekend. You know, they got all-import weekend this weekend, 16th, 17th, and 18th. They're going to open up on Friday now. They're going to have a testing tune, but it's event cars testing tune only. So don't go dragging your car out there thinking you just, if you got a domestic car, a VA car, so don't go dragging it out there thinking you're going to test and tune in those guys' race, because you got an all-import race going on out there this weekend. And, of course, you know, Thursday nights are back open at Lakeland Drag Strip. So tomorrow night, you know, you can crank up and go out there to Lakeland and test your cars. I know some of you guys want to get your cars tested before the SmackDown 3 coming up on October 31st. Yes, that is Halloween night. So tomorrow night at Lakeland, they got a test and tune. Gates open at 6. General admission is $10. Tech car is $10. So for $20, you know, you can go out there and test your car all night and get it ready. They don't have anything on the schedule for Saturday. So if you're going to get your testing in, and then you're in the Central Florida area, you got to get it in on Thursday. Orlando is open tonight. I did forget to mention that. They're open tonight for their regular test and tune. So, you know, you get out there to Orlando tonight, or you can get out to Lakeland on Thursday night. Let's see here. Kind of trying to get it all together today, y'all. Like I said earlier, we got SmackDown 3, the rainout date, October 31st. It rained out twice before. Well, we're looking clear. We're looking clear this time. So, you know, October 31st come out. They got open comp. They're going to run an open comp, 28-29, and the last man standing. So, you know, that'll be our next That'll be our next event in the area that's going on. Does anybody have any announcements they want to make? Mr. Tip, if you're on the line, you want to step in and make an announcement real quick? If not, I'm going to go ahead and move forward. But we got our racing back here in Florida, y'all. I feel like we got it back anyway. We had the DNL PRD against the world at West Palm this weekend. And I tell you what, if you weren't there, the show, they did shut the show down. And it wasn't because of rain or anything like that. The net at the end of the track was destroyed. And I'm not sure, I'm not real sure if they had a spare, or if they had the spare and the spare wasn't up to par or whatever it may be. But those nets are real important. If you're running at a track with that net, it's there for a reason. It's there to keep you safe. Because the car that went through the net, you know, the driver walked away. The car is total. But the driver, he's still here with us. So, you know, that net saves lives, and they're not going to run any cars down there if they don't have that net up, which I can't blame them for that. I know there might be a lot of people that didn't agree with it or might have been upset about it, but, you know, the tracks make these decisions for our safety. That's why they make these decisions. You know, there's been a lot of accidents here lately in the race world. So nobody wants to get that phone call because, you know, you done had that accident or something at the track. So the track's just looking out for our safety. But I'm trying to let me see if I can get Richard on the line here. I want him to run the stack down real quick. Bear with me, y'all. Just bear with me, you know. I do this stuff by myself, so. Yeah, sometimes I have to multitask in order to get things going on. Okay, guys, I'm sorry about that. I had to take a pause for a minute. Richard, go ahead and plug the SmackDown for me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we got everything over. We got the race over, and West Palm this week was a good race. Cat Days is over with. Now it's time for SmackDown. October the 31st, gate go open up at 4 o'clock. We got a 28-29 race, $100 buy-in. $1,500 guaranteed, no count. We also got the 5 free tech card that's sponsored by Must Parts, Chris Kaysen out of St. Pete. We also got the open comp race, $50 buy-in, $700 to the winner, $200 to the, $200 or $300, I can't remember, I don't have it in front of me, to the runner-up, and $100 to the semis. We also had a last man standing, be $100 buy-in. If we get over 6 cars, I'm going to put in $400 on top of it. So have Herb from Competitor Edge also go put $200 on top of the pot. So that $600 on top of whoever we get in, as long as we get over 6 cars. And he also go give an extra $100 if you win the race and have his sticker on your car. Like I said, the gate will open up at 4. We'll start running at 5. And the race will start around about 7. I'd say about 7 o'clock. We're also having Test and Tune. There's $10 to test, $15 in the gate. Like I said, we also going to have candy for the kids, Even if they go trick or treat, they can stick out to the track and get more candy. For those guys that want to have candy at their trailer, we also appreciate it. But like I said, we also have candy for the kids also. And that's SmackDown, October the 31st. They open up at 4. If you have any questions, give me a call at 863-256-4142.
Okay, Richard, I appreciate that. I'm going to run your number one more time. That's if y'all didn't get the number, if you got any questions about the SmackDown race, just get in touch with Richard. And his number is 863. Get your pens ready. 863-256-4142. That's 863-256-4142. And you can get in touch with him if you got any questions about the SmackDown race at all. All right, Richard, I know you're working, man. I'm going to go ahead and you can go ahead and hang up. And
I'm going to leave it on mute, and I'll be on. I'll come in and out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to put it on mute. All right, then.
Okay, guys. I want to talk about something, you know, that's real important in the South here, in the race world, period. And, you know, it don't matter what kind of racing you're doing or where you're racing at, but I want to talk about support. You know, we cry because there's nothing going on. We cry because there's nothing going on, whatever it may be as far as racing. And when we have these events, you know, I'm not saying that people ain't supporting, because from what I see a lot of racers banding together and supporting the places that support them, which is what we need. And I would like to know, I would like for somebody to hit the one button and tell me the difference in racing in this year as opposed to the past year or so. If anybody could hit the one button and tell me how they feel, what they think about the racing, how it's came along in the last year or so, you know, and if you're satisfied, what we could do to make it better. Because, prime example, West Palm Beach this weekend. I mean, it was so many people out there. The track really wasn't prepared for the amount of people that was out there. You know, they had to stop letting people in the gate because it was clogging up the highways, and, you know, it just was beginning to be overcrowded. So, I mean, if anybody got any input on that, there's something they want to add to it or any suggestions they want to make, you know, go ahead and hit the one button at this time. You know, let's see what y'all got to say, because, you know, I ain't going to talk about it all night, you know. And also, you know, if you're looking for somebody, you know, we can get that taken care of too, because I know there's quite a couple of people out there that's got their eyes on somebody for getting ready for this SmackDown race. So am I talking to myself tonight? I mean, y'all on the line, somebody need to hit the one button and tell me what's going on in the state of Florida as far as the racing goes. And it don't matter what you say or how you say it. You know, we don't edit nothing. You know, how you feel is how you feel. But the changes that are being made around here is because of the racers, you know, banding together and trying to do something for the average guy, they're racing their car, weekend guys, whatever, grudge guys, you know, however you want to call it. You have over in Lakeland, you have David Hill that puts on the Cash Days No Prep race. You know, that's always a success. You got Mr. Tip that puts on the Little Guy Nationals. That's always a success. You know, and you got Richard putting on SmackDown, and now you have West Palm, you know, putting on their races there, and, you know, it's all coming together, and it's giving you guys a place to go out and race. So, you know, your voices are heard all the time. So these shows, they, you know, we're going to talk trash and everything like that, but, you better believe the right people listen to these shows. So the things that you say, they do matter. Hold on a second. 813-6605. 813-6605.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing all right, buddy.
What's going on?
Richard forgot to mention one thing about SmackDown 3.
Oh, what's that?
He forgot to mention that the Unabomber's going to be busting Green Goblin's ass that night.
Yeah, that's right. You are locked in. You are locked in. How is that race going down, man?
Heads up. No knife.
Heads up, Pro Tree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, y'all running. Didn't you have to slow down the running?
Yeah, we're running him on the motor.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we're backing up.
Yeah. So hey, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's grudge racing right there. You know, that's a prime example right there. You don't have two cars that sit. You got two of the same cars, but they don't sit alike. But,
yeah,
you
then
know,
we got.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Then we got Troy at the next cash day.
The next cash day, right? Yeah, right. And see, there you go again. You know, now that's right there. You know, and my hat's off to you, man. I commend you for that, because you know you wasn't necessarily looking for a car that sat like you. You just wanted to get out there and do some racing, do some gambling at the same time. And, you know, that's what it's all about, man. You know, grudge racing is becoming the center of attention. So, you know, not everybody understands it, and also not everybody can do it. So,
we don't know nothing about it. You know that. I mean, we're just getting into this deal, but I just think we got a car that can do what it needs to do. You know, so. We're going to try.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping,
you know, you don't always got to go. Huh?
It would be nice to get some other guys to get some races locked in along with us, you know.
All you got to do is put it out there. We could lock in some more races on it. You looking for another race SmackDown besides Brian? But besides the Green
Goblin? No, because we're going to run the race, too. You know, Troy won't.
Y'all
going to
get in the 28-29 shootout?
Yeah, we done in, you know, just got rained out the last two times. So, you know, that we're going to be running the race, too. And that's when Brian, the guy that owns the Green Goblin, wanted to do it at SmackDown. So that's why we're doing it at Richard's race, you know.
Okay.
And I wanted to run Troy on the unprep. So that's why we're doing it on the cash days, you know.
So, well, let me ask you now, is that race with you and Troy, is that race locked in?
Oh, yeah, brother, it's locked in. You damn right.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So that's going down, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen, brother. That's definitely going to happen, yeah.
Hey,
heads up.
Well, that's what it's about. Now, you know, I don't know if you heard me talking earlier.
No, I just got on, brother, so.
Okay, well, I was talking about how you know, racing's starting to come back around in the state of Florida. You know, how do you feel about that? Is it, what do you think we could do to keep it going? I mean, how you feel about that? I mean, you got a car y'all been working on for a couple of years.
Well, I've really seen what these guys was talking about on this grudge racing deal. You know, we go out there and run this, which I like the 28-29 shootout. It's a hell of a race. But, you know, to my opinion, when you do the grudge racing, hey, you only got to make one hit. You ain't got to get out there and wear your damn car out. And that's what I like about it, you know. You ain't out there beating on your car to go 5-10 rounds or what have you. Well, you only got to do one, you know. You got to look at it.
You only
got
to get the money.
That's right. You may lose your ass, but still, yet you may not hurt your car. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it that way, too.
Right.
You know, anything can happen, you know. So that's the way I look at it. You know, I think it's coming back, you know. There's a lot of people talking about getting into the grudge racing.
Yeah, and that's because it is, you know. So, it takes people like yourself to go ahead and get these races locked in and come out to the races that the promoters are having, the tracks are having. Because a year ago, it wasn't going on like this. But, you know, if anybody else got something to add to that, go ahead and hit the one button. You know, me and Ricky, y'all, I know y'all want to hear me and Ricky talk all night. You got something you want to bring up,
Say
what now?
I said, I can't talk that damn much.
Hey, so guys, y'all hit the one button, man. There's a lot of y'all on here. You know, we like to hear from all of you. You know, you never know who's listening anyway. So we like to hear from all of you, see how you feel about what's going on in the state of Florida. I mean, we just getting started. It's from, you know, from what I can see, we just getting started. 813-0041. Hey, Mr. Tiff, how you doing? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I see. I might have a little background noise. I'm out here on the highway, but good afternoon. How y'all doing?
All right.
I was listening to you guys talk there, and you started out there talking about, you know, the different races, and they seem to be growing success, and what we could do to keep it going and how we could do it. I have a suggestion if somebody want to take it and run with it, but it's just a suggestion. Richard and David Hill, myself, and the boys down in West Palm putting on these races down there, the guys down there in West Palm. You know, we have a lot of organizations now. We may want to get some traction involved in it, a couple of track owners. You got Grudge Inc., you know, you got National Grudge Association, you got this and that, other one. You know, Central Florida, you know, we can stand up for ourselves and maybe start our own organization. And under that umbrella, we can have Grudge Racing, we can have Index Racing, we can have the Cash Days, we can design our own logo, and we can start our little dues or something like that to put in to keep the organization going and buy T-shirts. But there's things we can do. I think right now is the time to do it while we're getting hot.
Yeah, you got a good point there.
Yeah, that's, you know, if somebody's listening that might want to do something like that, you know,
maybe
you don't want to talk. It might be who?
Richard.
Ricky.
I know he's working on it. Richard.
Oh, yeah, Richard. Richard on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, but Tip, that's not a bad idea. I mean, you know, it's something to think about. You know, you got a couple of people out there that are doing this, and it's becoming, you know, I don't agree with how they say, you know, adding, you know, I feel like you can, and you know, this is just my opinion, but you know, I done been to Grudge Races, and I done been to Grudge Races that have shootouts, and to me, I like both of them. You know, they both of them are interesting. But of course, you know, if you just have an all-out Grudge Race and there's no shootout, you know, you definitely need to have some lock-in races going on, because if people want to see cars going down the track. And that's the whole thing. The fans want to see the cars going down the track, testing, breaking loose, almost hitting the wall and stuff like that. That's a lot of the excitement that goes on at these races. And you know, you can call the drivers crazy or whatever, but you know, you really can't say nothing until you've been in that situation. But
that's a pretty decent idea you had there, Tim. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just got somebody with the hand up. Let's see what he got to say. 863-3490. 863-3490. Go ahead. Hey, Tony, can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you. Tony, you got some background noise.
Sound like...
No, it's not. That's not me. That's not me. That was already going on. That knocking. I think that's what Ricky was talking about. But anyway, that wasn't me. What about if, like, Chip? I don't know how it works out, but Chip do his 650 thing and a couple other things, and Richard hold his thing. Why don't they get together themselves and say, okay, man, let me bring mine to your event. And another guy will do something, say, okay, let's bring, and make one big event like he was talking about at it. It can start out with those guys just talking amongst themselves and getting something off the ground. Because it seems like that grudge racers want to have grudge races and index racers want to have index races, but history has proven itself. Well, division is something else. You will get conquered. So maybe they need to pull together and have it all at one meet sometime. Have their own races, but yet sometime of the year, he bring heels to his show and he bring heels to his show.
Okay. Well, they hear you. They definitely hear you. They on here. I'm on here. So they hear what you're saying.
Let me answer that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tim.
Richard and I have been not talking to each other, but throwing ideas back at each other. You know. Right now, we're trying to get to racing back in Florida. You know, and his SmackDown thing seemed to be successful, and for his cash days and the Ajax races seemed to be successful. But we've been throwing ideas back at each other just a little bit at a time. We haven't really sat down and talked about it, but I think he knows what I'm thinking, and I think I know what he's thinking. And, you know, we may have a year-end finale or something like that, you know, or something like that later on. But right now, let's build what we got, build it up. You know, get our sponsorship and things in place, and then you never know. We're not opposed to it at all. We're not opposed to it at all.
But while you're building, you still could be doing that also. It's kind of like it won't stop what you're doing. And then sometimes we still decide to build on what we got, and we fight in a losing battle. And sometimes we need help. Not saying either one of you guys need help, but I'm just looking at it as, the more people, the better it is.
Yeah.
Well, in order for that to take place, that would have to be held in Orlando because Lakeland wouldn't hold all them people.
Richard, you still on the line?
He was tearing up something.
Yeah, I know he's working. I got him on mute, but I don't know. I feel like that's something, like Tip said, they've been talking, throwing it back and forth. That's something that they should be talking about. But it's good to know that, you know, there's somebody else out there thinking about it too. So, you know, it might not be too far from the truth. But let me grab this other caller, 813-2244. 813-2244. Who we got there?
Yeah, I got a 29. I'm ready to run anybody with a 29.
Oh, man. They ain't found nobody to run yet, man.
I got a 29 ready to turn loose on Richard. Ball in anybody. Moop, I'm ready to run anybody.
What?
You're ready to give, Richard one in the break.
Hey, what you talking about, a car?
Yeah, in the car. Got a 29 Mustang.
Richard on there. I don't know if he's here or not. But he's definitely on there.
I'll run baller with my 29 if you give me the break.
Baller with what? The gangster Smurf?
Ball with the Nova.
With the Nova?
Yeah. If you give me the break on my 29s, I'll run.
Now you just on here. Now you want me to get him on the phone, or you just on here? You on here blowing smoke?
You trying to make them look rational? That's all.
Man, oh, you know, wild call. I don't got no damn call, man.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I thought you were talking about a motorcycle, man.
You had to ask.
Well, I just looked at the text you had sent.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in, man. We just talking about, hey, tell me about West Palm, man. You was down there. Tell me about how you feel about that, what went on down.
Oh, West Palm track, shit it, man. That track always been like that, bro. Any little thing, they'll close that bitch on your ass, boy.
So you don't think they should have closed it up like that?
Hell no, man. That little jump they did, they could have went and just made the race 8 miles instead of a quarter mile. Everybody going to stop way before down there. Man, them people probably had a net, man. West Palm Beach always been like that, bro.
Huh.
That track always been like that.
Wait, they having a race.
They'll close for any little thing. They'll close on your ass. They turned away a lot of people. They wouldn't even let a lot of people in there. It had to be over 100 people they turned away.
Damn.
That's
more
because,
than that.
Because the fire hazard, only so many people can be on the grounds at one time. And I think that they limiter came close to it. And for insurance purposes and safety purposes, they'll turn you away like that.
Yeah, they always do that, though, man. That truck always is.
Hell,
so you don't agree with them shutting it down.
Heck no, man. All the people there, they should have tried to work out something, but they had already got paid, so it don't matter. They should have tried to work out something because people came from a long ways, bro, to that race, man, and then as soon as you get there, they close.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out too good with me.
Yeah, man, people there from all everywhere. Like, then your boy with the dump master, he had just got there, wasn't even there 30 minutes. You know, they had that race locked in, and soon that man got his car to trailer, the track closed.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, they should have just tried to do something, man.
I don't know why. You know, I do know why. This is what they said, but you know, I don't know what circumstances just made them say, you know, because it seemed like to me they worked on it for a minute, and then I don't know, maybe they couldn't get it done. But you know, in any case, what if they would have just left it up 8 miles? And you had somebody go down there and make a 450 pass and lose their brakes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they could have did something, bro. I'm quite sure them people got nets, bro. Just like if they have an NHRA race there and one of them people would have hit that net, I promise you anything in the world, they'd have found the net to keep that race going, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might have been a couple other things that we don't know about, too, that the reason that they shut it down. But I don't want to really say nothing about it because I'm not 100% sure. But if one of the promoters is on the line, you know, y'all can hit the one button and tell us what happened, you know, in your own words. Matter of fact, I can do better than that. Mr. Tip, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you
yeah.
are.
Hello.
Have you gotten another date yet?
No, I have two attentive dates for the little guy at Nationals. I'm just waiting on the track owners and managers to get back with me and give me
okay.
What you
trying to do. I'm trying to get somebody on the phone here. Just go ahead and talk
all
for
right.
a minute.
All right. We're going to reschedule the little guy at Nationals. We got a date set in. We're waiting for Amsterdam back on the date. I'm hoping to hear someone from him this afternoon. It's all in that shootout over Lakeland Drag Strip. It's the same race. It'll be 750, 650, 550 open comp and junior dressers. And we add tall wheels kit race for the kids 10 and under. And we're going to add something else new to the race. Somebody gave me an idea, so we're going to add another little twist to it, but we're not going to talk about that until we get the date set, but we're definitely going to reschedule it, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. I guarantee you.
Man, what about motorcycles, man?
I will have motorcycles that buddy, but you guys don't want to run 8 mile at Lincoln on your motorcycle, so... I mean, if you want to bring your club over there and y'all want to shoot out at each other and some guy's street bike, let me know. I can put it on the schedule. Just let me know.
I ain't got number one bullet for one person in this town. And I'm saving it.
Yeah, okay. But you gotta be careful, but keep shooting that missiles off. You know, they're going to come shut you down.
No, I'm waiting. I want them to come shake me down. I'm waiting.
All right.
I'm waiting so patiently.
All right. Hey, but Rome.
Huh?
Rome. Hey, now, what Tip just said, ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, you in a motorcycle club.
Right.
And I know y'all play with each other all the time.
Yeah, but the bikes that they got them done over there at that shop over there, so I don't touch them. I don't even deal with them, bro.
But you don't ride them all. But somebody else can ride them.
No,
they ride their own bike.
I'm the only rider. So they just ride them around. I don't touch them.
The only
way out to it, they got to take the stickers off them.
Oh, I see.
Hey. Well, hey, you know, hey, y'all, I'll try to get one of the officials on the line about West Palm Beach. He going to call back here in a minute. They was kind of tied up in the meeting. But, you know, to address, we were talking about, you know, why they closed the track down, you know. But at the same time, you know, what if gates opened up? The gates open. Wait a minute. Hold on real quick. Let me see who this is. 305-2806. 305-2806. Who we got there?
Hey, what's going on, Tony? This
Cuz. Hey, Cuz, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm all right, and you?
All right. Hey, you did you hear what we was just talking about the shutting the track down, about the net?
No. What you were saying about it now? I just called in, and it just hit the one button.
I guess some people didn't feel like they should have shut the track down. They just should have limited it to 8th mile, you know, because they didn't have a net. And, you know, I guess that was an issue for them. I mean, how you feel about it?
That was a driver's error, because as I was known of, you know, they was running 1/8 of a mile all night long. You know what I'm saying? The driver is the one that stayed in the gas, so they were saying he was patting the gas, and he stayed in. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's driver error. You get what I'm saying? You know if the race is over in the 8th, why is you steady staying in the gas? So
now,
that was driver error.
I heard that he lost his brakes.
Even if he lost his brakes, but I mean, come on now. You got what, another 660 feet to slow your car down as you're getting out of it at the 8th. It's all common sense. That was driver error all day.
Yeah.
Everyone in the stands heard him, you know, he stayed in the gas. Everyone in the stands. Everyone questioned that. Why did he stay in the gas?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and,
I don't know the driver.
But I wish I could get him on the line to tell everybody what happened. Anybody out there that know him, and maybe we could get him on here and we could talk to him. You know, we don't want to beat up on him. You know,
we're not causing a whole event. You know what I'm saying, to close down on him. But you know what I'm saying, along with, you know what I'm saying, if the event overall was overwhelming. You know what I'm saying, it was just too damn much for, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of people, you know what I'm saying, to control it. That's all what happened. It was overwhelming. The turnout wasn't expected to be like that. You know what I'm saying? So they did the best that they can do. With already, you know what I'm saying, police wanted to shut the track down, you know what I'm saying, in that accident, and we looked at the time, it was like 2 hours left. You already know the track people going to call it a night. You know what I'm saying?
In other words, if it would have took them an hour and a half to fix it, or an hour to fix it, they was going to shut down in another hour, whether the thing was done or not.
Exactly. Not saying they were going to forcefully, you know what I'm saying, shut them down, but when you sign on that contract, man, and they'll tell you, and even on Lowe's flyer, it said from, what, 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. It's right there.
Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier. It might have been a couple of other reasons why they did not cut that down. I just didn't want to speak on it because I didn't know 100% about it.
And
I just tried to get T5 on the line, but he's in a meeting right now, but he will be calling in shortly. And maybe he can clear some of the air about that, because I know that's what I was hearing walking through the pits. You know, but at the end of the day, even though they shut us down early, you know, I felt like from the time, well, from the time that I got in there and was able to see track side, you know, I was seeing cars go down the track all day long. I sat up in the stands to watch the 29-inch race, and, man, that was some good racing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the accident happened, which is unfortunate, but at the same time, you know, you can't control the outcome of events a lot of times.
Yeah,
so,
like something of that caliber, not to cut you off, but that was just overwhelming. Two. The track haven't seen nothing like that in years.
Right.
In years.
Right.
So.
Right. And I had people that go to that track on a regular tell me the same thing. So I know they ain't too far.
Yeah.
I know they ain't too far. Hold on real quick. Let me open this mic up. I think this my, hold on. 561-7874. 561-7874.
Hey, what's up? What's up? This Chuck G. What's going on?
Hey.
What's up, cuz? What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, man.
What's
we're
up,
just Chuck getting G? Ready. Get ready for November 7th.
Yeah. Hey, now, hey, don't forget, now, October 31st is coming up too now.
That's not,
I
you know what? I ain't
y'all.
Forget that either. I ain't forget
okay.
about the spectacular. I forget.
Yeah.
But, you know,
we
talking that issue at hand. We ain't even trying to advertise right now. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just jump straight into it.
You know, put it out there because,
right.
You know, we need to know, the people need to know in the area that what's going on because that way we can get there. You know what I'm saying? That and when I started the show off, that's what I was talking about with support. You know, so, you know, the sooner, a lot of the times, the sooner somebody knows, you know, that's why the schedules are so important. The sooner somebody knows, you know, they can make plans for that. So, you know, you got October 31st, which is SmackDown 3. You got November 7th, which is, what is called, cuz?
BLR Warzone Small Block Invasion.
Okay, yeah, and see, I see it on Facebook. I see it posted on Facebook. But tell us a little bit about it real quick.
All right, I'm having three classes, a quick little rundown, having three classes. I have a belt that I had made up about 3 years ago that I'm putting back in the rotation now. That's all tire sizes are 28x10.5 or 275. That's it. No bigger, and you know what I'm saying, no smaller. That's what the stipulations is across the board on all the classes. The first class for the belt race, you know, we have a true stock suspension, no back quarter or full chassis cars allowed in that class. So, you know what I'm saying, basically that's making it competitive for the guys that call themselves, you know what I'm saying, stock chassis, stock suspension, whatever. You know what I'm saying? No wheelie bars and one power adder. So what I mean by one power adder is we can have a turbo, you can have a pro charger, and you can have nitrous. No, you're not limited to one kit on nitrous, you know what I'm saying? You can have three or four of them on there. But, I mean, we all know that's a small block. You ain't going to spray butt too much on there. So that'll be the first class, you know what I'm saying? The payout for first place is $1,500, and second place is $500. Buy-in is $100. And we're doing first round buybacks at 100. So agreeing to enter in that class, you know, along with the belt rules, what it is when you enter in that class, you agree to take $500 out of the pot if you're a first place winner and put up against the current belt holders 500. You know what I'm saying? And that'll be your chance to race for the money and the belt. So that'll be like the final grudge race for the first, you know what I'm saying, first class with the belt competition. Now, the second class, you know what I'm saying, basically is very little stipulations on that. It's 28-10-5s, once again, it's 275, nitrous only, and we're doing all modified and suspensions and chassis. So whatever you back half, you full chassis, you quarter, whatever you are, you know what I'm saying, you can get in there, small block, nitrous only, you know what I'm saying, 28-10-5, 275. First place going to win $1,000 and then 3-foot trophy. And we got our second place winning $500 with a 2-foot trophy also. And then on top of that, we got something for the street car class. You know what I'm saying? That's licensed and insured. You know what I'm saying? They have DOT-proof tires. Right now we had the pot at 250. We had more sponsors jump in, so now it done went up to 500. You know what I'm saying? If that class there makes like a 16 car count, you know what I'm saying, they'll put more money on top of that 500. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we gotta take care of that.
Okay.
With that first place, we'll leave it up to the races. We think we'll let them decide if first place takes all or give second place man a chance to, you know what I'm saying, get some money also. But they will leave that for drivers, you know what I'm saying, meeting. But we also have a 3-foot trophy for first place and a 2-foot trophy for second place also. So in one breath, that's everything that we got going on the 7th.
Of November. Okay, now you got any races that's locked in for that race?
We got you and the banana that's locked in. So I mean,
I know about that one.
As of for right now, you know, I'm not finna focus the event necessarily on getting locked in grudge races because we all know that goes sour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to put on the show. Yeah. That's what I want to do. I want to put on the show. If grudge races are welcome, you know what I'm saying? And this is what I said. I put $300 for the first grudge race that happens. You know what I'm saying? $300 for the winner of the first grudge race. Now, any other grudge races that happen after that, you know what I'm saying, I'll give the $25 testing tune money back. You know what I'm saying, for grudge races that happen after that.
Well, that's incentive to lock in.
Huh?
That's incentive to lock in. I said that's incentive
to lock in
right there.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if I know about it and, yes, it's going down, I mean, there can't be no okie doke. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, shit, we finna race just hustle in my little $25 back. Now, ain't no dummy now. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what time it is, so.
I want to be
racer friendly. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring it, but I'm not a focus. Grudge races is not necessarily a focus. I don't want to put on a show of just, you know what I'm saying, depending on that.
So let me ask you, why is it going to be a clocks off type deal, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's going to be grudge style now. But I mean, go ahead.
Okay, so why did you say the grudge races ain't really the focus?
Anything can happen. And I mean, from a promoter's standpoint of view, you know what I'm saying? I can lock you in and just lock you in. You get what I'm saying? You could be out there testing and tuning your car and something can happen. You get what I'm saying? Now, I don't put out there on a flyer that you're supposed to be there. You get what I'm saying? To me, it's like false advertisement. I want to stand behind my word. If I put you on the flyer, I want to know that you're going to be there for sure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's
okay.
On the spectator's, you know what I'm saying, standpoint of view. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I want to put on a show. Get what I'm saying?
Okay.
I can't. I did that a couple times, and that comes to bite you back in the ass because, you know what I'm saying, you'll get somebody out there. But damn, you done put this out there, you done said this, I feel cheated out of my money because I only came to see that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to too much, you know what I'm saying, have your back against the wall like that. So it's trial and error, and I think I done tried, and you know what I'm saying, I see the error in it. Grudge races are welcome, but they're not a focal point.
And now, Chuck D, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, so I was talking earlier about the racing being back in Florida and about us having action back here again. You know what? I guess you could call you the grudge racing or the racing expert. What how you feel about that? What's going on with that?
Well, we're happy we got the ball rolling, but you know we're gonna have little issues along the way, and right now we just gotta learn from what's going on, learn from the mistakes, whatever, because we don't want that to happen again like that, what I'm saying? So we gotta learn on. I mean, like you say, 6 months ago we weren't doing that. 6 months ago we weren't doing anything.
Everyone doing much of that, it's tough. Talk about it, but and by these promoters, Cuz and Richard and Big Low T5, by them doing their thing as far as grudge racing go, it's allowing the ball to continue rolling. So, I don't feel like
November 7th is going to be the last time. Of course, we got Barley Race, but we always got that. We know that's going to be on the calendar. You know, we got people getting ready for that right now. But, you know, when next year start up, you know, we still got something to look forward to. It's going down.
I'm happy. I'm real happy. I mean, because, you know, like when me and Cuz talked back in April or whatever, sometime like that, right, Cuz, when I started filming.
Yeah.
You know, we just go concentrate on this Friday night thing.
Yeah.
Just got to get the heat, get the ball rolling. And, I mean, it seemed like it's working. I mean, you know, it's got a little puffy, but, you know, I think it's working. I want to catch a lot on and build a track for all of us. That's what I want to do. I want us to have our own track.
True that. True that.
That's what I want.
941-2831. I'm trying to open your mic up, but it's moving slow. Okay, go ahead. 941-2831. Who is that? 941-2831. You ain't paying attention? Okay, well, I'm out to mute you because you got some lower. Hey, wait. You got some noise there. Okay, I'm sorry about that, fellas. Somebody raised their hand, but I don't think they paying attention. But guys, you know, it seems to be coming along pretty good. There's a lot of good things going on, a lot of things coming up too. So, you know, it gives us something to look forward to. You know, bringing your cars out. So get your cars out the garage. You know, change the oil. You know, dust them off, whatever you need to do. And y'all need to get out to some of these races because it seems like, you know, listening to these guys, I hear a lot all the time people saying, oh, my car ain't fast enough to grudge race. You don't got to have a 4-second car to go grudge race. You know, you don't have to have a 5-second car to go grudge race. You just have to have a good car and you got to know what you're doing. You know, I think people get that mixed up all the time because we get caught up in the hype of the street outlaw stuff, you know, and that's really not grudge racing. But, you know, I think that's it kind of leads the new people to thinking the wrong thing, you know. So, I mean, we got it going on, y'all. I mean, you just have to be supported. Everybody got to support. And I think that this past weekend, you know, there was a couple of other races going on in Florida. But if you'd have been at West Palm, you wouldn't have felt like it was no other races going on because it seemed like that's where everybody was. I mean, that thing was so packed. You know, like they said earlier, they stopped letting people in. But it's the reasons for all of that. It ain't that they don't want you to come out. You know, and truthfully, I don't think they was really ready for that outcome. But, you know, if somebody else could hit the one button because, you know, I don't want to talk all night. You know, I want to hear what y'all got to say about it because based on how y'all feel about it, that's how this stuff going to go, you know. You heard Cuz mention the race he got coming up on the 7th, November 7th. You know, if anybody got something to add to that. You know, you heard about SmackDown coming up on the 31st. You know, if you want to add to that, or if you want to lock somebody in for SmackDown or Cuz race, you know, however you want to put it. But hold on. Oh Lord, 941-7259. Oh man, you ain't got nothing good to say. I'm gonna mute your mic. 941-7259. Go ahead.
What I got to say wrong?
I don't know. You know how you always want to get on here and jump on me.
I ain't jump on nothing. It was a race. A race will happen. Shit, what y'all expect?
Hey, you know, what you got? What you think, though, Smoke? What you think about it?
They just weren't prepared at the gate, but, I mean, they... I think by they having the mud truck show, that took up some of their parking. That's one of them, you know. And they expect that many people to show up, but, I mean, people showed up. But, I mean, it is what it is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't their fault the track closed. You know, it was an accident. So, what can you do?
Yeah, you can't do nothing about it. Safety comes first.
Can't do nothing.
For one.
Safety first. Safety first.
Safety
keep going
for one. Eight.
You know, it ain't load them and shut the gate. You know what I'm saying? They have to go on the insurance reason, you know. The track one safe the two race.
Yeah. Well, did you actually see what happened when they went through the net, when that car went through that net down there?
Nah. I seen the car leaving out the gate. That's about it. I seen the car leaving out the gate.
And I tell you, I'm gonna ask you this question because you know you one of the guys on this line that you know done had a mishap and been into a crash before. If you know that net ain't up there, and they even if they do slow you down to the eighth mile, I mean, are you still going to race or are you going to go home? Or are you still going to race? What? How are you going to do that?
That is your call when you're down. You know, everybody do some dumb shit, but sometimes you got to think about it. You know, we race 8 mile all the time. You know, is your brakes good on your car? Is he just dragging these cars out the bushes because there's a big race coming? You never know what was happening, you know what I'm saying? Did he run a quarter mile? I don't even know. The only thing I seen was a car wreck, you know?
Yeah. But what I'm asking you is, would you have continued the race knowing that net wasn't up there?
It was I heard it was the secondary net. I don't know how the nets are, though, Tony. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just one net, but it was two nets down there. So one was two down, and I think that's the main net, you know. But I didn't have no problem stopping, but then again, you know, you got to look out for your own safety.
Yeah, don't nobody want to tear up no car or lose their life.
Nah.
Well, you know that track got a history back in the days with that top end. Cause
but
canal,
it had a lake back in the day, but it was still long enough. They just shortened it down a little bit from the other track. But they got that catch fence up there. It was always long enough.
Yeah, well, it definitely long enough because I went down there for the first time.
Oh, man, come on, man. You ain't going.
That ain't long.
Goddamn, E.T.
See, I knew it was coming. That's why I said that. Yeah, I knew it was coming. I've been waiting on it. Yeah, I knew it was coming. But, you know, you ain't.
Hey.
You ain't even ready, so you know I'm not even gonna talk to you about that.
But hey. I told you I come out of the trailer with you and that turtle, boy.
Hey, and I'm gonna hold you to that now. You got off the trailer, that you and your off the trailer ass.
hey, Tony.
Yeah.
This Chuck G. Hey, when you took the Gangsta Smurf down the first time, man, the crowd went crazy. It sounded like we had the damn football game stadium at the Dolphins or something. The crowd went crazy, man. They jumped in. Ha! hey, Smoke riding up close to the wall now.
I'm going to tell you, though, that Gangsta Smurf, man, that thing was flying Saturday night. You know what I mean?
He took Turbo Toby out.
Wait, that was Turbo Toby?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I ain't know that was Turbo Toby.
Man.
Where he at? Where Turbo Toby at? You know.
Don't start that. I can't handle Turbo Toby.
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, though, you did an excellent job at driving. You know, people might not think that you can drive a car that well, but it showed that night, you know, he made a mistake, and you capitalize on the mistake. I mean, that's racing. You know,
don't come back after the fact now and want to grudge racing because you see why I was. You know, I don't see why I should be racing on that. twin turbo. He had a twin turbo small block. Now, I could have been there and draw the car on him, and I run him any time with the car. But I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? He drawed on me. That was, I didn't know that. When you tagged me in the post, I was like, wow.
Well, hey, man, you know, he probably felt like you weren't supposed to have that win. But at the same time, there we go. The fastest car always don't win. You know, you make a mistake. Sometimes you make a mistake or something happens, your car caught or whatever. Even though you might be faster, you might not win. And you know, you showed them that. So,
man, after the first round, there were two small blocks left. Me and Eric Kimmer. That was it. We got two small blocks in the nitrous car. Now, what the hell went wrong there?
ain't nothing went wrong. Y'all did what y'all was supposed to do. You know, Eric good too, you know. So he did what you was supposed to do. You know, I'm just glad that I was actually glad to see y'all. I think it might have been about seven or eight cars. It might have been more than that, just from Central Florida area. You know, and I was just glad to see y'all down in there. I meant to ask you too. Wasn't y'all locked in? Did y'all have a locked in race with the lizard?
No.
Oh, you ain't have nothing locked in with the lizard.
Nothing was locked in.
Okay.
Who was there to lock in? Who was there to lock in?
I don't know. It might have been somebody. You probably could have locked in Turbo Toby.
I don't even think he wanted no problem.
I don't know. I can't speak for nobody, but you know, any two cars can race.
Yeah. But I guarantee you, he won't have no problem.
Well, hey, I don't know. That's why I said get him on, man. Cause maybe he feels differently.
But you know, I had my eye on Pro Stock Rick, but he was just testing. I said, oh Lord,
Pro Stock Rick.
Yeah, with the Pro, the Ford Pro. The black one, the primer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I get it.
Well,
he
I don't believe I saw that car run down there. It was so many of them, I couldn't get around the pits and watch all the cars at the same time. But I don't believe that. I seen the car, but I don't believe I saw him run. It's just going to take this right here, what we got going on, what we doing, what we trying to do to make this happen. Because, you know, I think you probably had all the serious grudge guys in one area at the same time. And I know it was some advertised races that was supposed to happen. And I also know that a couple of those guys didn't come down because of the weather. The weather scared off a lot of people, which I could understand, you know, driving 15, 20 hours just to get a rain check, you know, that's, I could understand that, you know, but at the same time, we still had some good racing going on, you know, we still had cars going down the track. So, you know, you got to see everything. What do you say?
Well, the good thing is, I should have a DVD ready pretty soon, so.
I'll get in touch with you for the DVD.
Hit me. I'll put some. I'm gonna put a post on Facebook, and you can hit me up at 561-313-7877, and I'll get back with you. Just leave a message because you might be a bill collector. I may not answer the phone. So leave a message if I don't answer because I'll be bad. You know, I got bad signals where I'm at sometimes. But a DVD, I have a DVD coming out soon. So you want to purchase DVD, I give you all the info. 561-213-7874. Call Tony and Braveford up, and he'll get you the info.
Yeah, y'all can call me too. But I think it's gonna be some people looking for that. You know, that's gonna be some people looking for that because there was a lot of cars out there I didn't recognize too. So
there's a lot of people talking to me and everything and texting me. So I'm gonna just give it to them. It's $15 and y'all good to go. If I got mail it to you, it's $20, but it'll be up pretty soon. I have it available, hopefully by the end of next week, hopefully.
Okay. Well, shoot, y'all sound like nobody want to hit. I don't understand why don't nobody want to hit the one button this week, or maybe somebody waiting to lock somebody in. Normally, I can't keep up with y'all hitting the one button, but we just had this big race, and ain't nobody got nothing to say but a couple of people, man. You know, if you got something that you want to put out there, call out to me. You know, now's the time. Anything that you want to talk about that happened this past weekend, because although the event was short, it was a lot of good stuff that did go on. You know. And like Chuck D said, you know, we're going to run into some bumps. We had some bumps out there, but I think they handled it the best that they could. You know, we can't judge them because, look at how it is. They opened up. They gave us that platform to do it, you know. And Big Low T5 Crew Chief, they stepped in and organized it and had everything set up, and I think they did a good job. You know, considering that we didn't really know there was going to be that many people. So, everybody's input counts. It don't matter who you are. You know, a lot of times we get caught up into that, you know, thinking that your voice don't matter. It matter on here. Because, you know, you have people that go back and listen to this stuff. You know. But anyway, if we can't get nobody to lock in, I didn't want to pick a topic today because we had this stuff going on. I just wanted to see how everybody felt, you know, since we're trying to bring this Florida racing back, and it seems to be working. So, I mean, by people not wanting to hit the one button and say how they feel, y'all must be all right with it, I'm guessing. Ain't really too many people saying nothing, so. But anyway, if we gonna have a short show tonight, an hour and 10 minutes, y'all. Cause I can't get no shit started. Everybody already locked in. Smackdown on the way. Smoke in the paint shop. November 7th coming up, so you know. Really, y'all ain't got nothing to talk about, man. We gonna shut this thing down.
If I was out the paint shop, you'd be scared.
I ain't never scared, nah. You know, it's just I ain't scared. It just I think for some reason the universe keeps saving your life, man. Things happen for a reason.
I tell you what, it won't be long.
I know it. It's head up. I know it. Y'all work pretty quick over there. Yeah, y'all work pretty quick over there. So, you know, and you might be ready next week. You just lying about it. So.
Oh no, I ain't gonna be ready next week. I can't be ready next week. Nah.
Well, I ain't gonna put nothing past you.
Look more work.
I ain't gonna put nothing past you. Well, hey, y'all. Hey, anybody got anything they want to put out there, anything they want to say, announce, or bring up, hit the one button, because a couple more shakes here.
Who gonna win that 28 class?
What 28 class? That's Mike now?
Yeah.
You getting in it?
Is on what?
You getting in it. You know you got to run the U-Bomber if you get in it.
Man, what happened to Unabomber last time? Don't you know that what happened to I killed him. I killed the bomber.
Hey, I think they got their stuff together this time though.
Man, look here. Do it look like I'm worried about the bomber or whoever?
Another
little pee we get by. What the hell you need? Man, just killed him another week.
Hey, that pee wee ain't slow though. That pee wee running the same shootout you was running in too. That pee wee ain't slow.
Well, he was first round.
Yeah, Eric put him on the trailer the first round. Eric put him on the trailer.
Y'all feel like that. I ain't got to pull out no hat. Y'all give my man, just point my man out. Y'all want me running Unabomber first round?
Hey, I don't know. I don't know if he's still on here. He might have dropped off, but, hey, y'all might be able to do that. Y'all might be able to do that. Maybe Richard will put something on top of it.
Nah, I said first round. You ain't got to put nothing on top of me. That they want to put something on top of it.
Yeah.
Well, like I keep telling you,
It's just a suggestion.
Oh yeah.
And it ain't gotta go that way. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
But all right guys, I said nobody got nothing to talk about. Me and Smoke can talk on the back line, you know, and bullshit. But if y'all ain't got nothing to bring up, I'm going to shut the show down, man. Hey, Chuck G, you got something else you want to say, Chuck?
Yeah, so y'all say. Now, SmackDown on the 31st, you and Smoke going at it, right?
No, Smoke down.
He down right now. We probably won't do nothing to Barley Race.
I'm probably baptize him Friday if he get there Friday. If he don't, it's going to be Saturday.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
You ready for that man 2 months ago.
Man, please, come on,
I
man.
I ready for that man 2 months ago.
Man, all that rain you've been making out here, the rain dance you've been doing.
I don't even know how to dance.
That's why we had all that rain.
I don't know how to dance, so I know you lying.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we had all that rain.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to dance. I ain't got no rhythm. I don't know what he's talking about.
You just been around.
I know he
like. Someone drive show side and drop
hey,
the valves. You just doing some of everything.
Hey, it happens, you know, but hey, it was right back up now. It was right back up. Yeah, this is the second time I had to wait for you to get out of the paint shop.
I was in the paint shop.
How many times you gonna paint
right
that
now.
Thing?
I've been painted twice.
See, I ain't got no paint. I wish my car looked that good.
Yeah, but turn around, I've been running all year on one motor. Since last year.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do, but I ain't giving you a hard time about it. I just think you using them excuses to duck me.
I ain't ducking the motor out the car. As soon as they go back in. You know, I'm gonna make one shakedown with it, and I'm gonna tap you on the shoulder.
All right, hey, I'll be ready for it.
Don't hurt the motor.
Say what now?
I said I'm going to hurt the motor now.
I don't go out and test the tune all the time, so I ain't got to worry about tearing it up. But, you know, obviously,
he don't go testing tune.
Uh-huh.
I want testing tune. I'm running. What can I do?
Hey, I ain't saying nothing. You know, I might not go testing tune with my car, but I'll be there.
I'm jumping on bales. They got bales. I'm jumping on bales with this little street car. Here you will climb.
Well, Bell, who you found on with that car?
Your home, boy. Yeah, I know you're on the phone with them. I'm cut Nikki. When I see her Nikki next time, I'm getting cut.
Oh, wait. You talking about with the Regal?
No. I got to get. I can't keep racing. I can't race no Mustangs without Regal, man. That's what happened, man.
You talking the gangster smirk?
Nah, just hold your horses.
I know what that means.
Hey, don't want none of
that. We ain't talking, man. It's just we are talking. I'm gonna hang this up, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Next week I'm gonna have a good topic for y'all. I was hoping that more people was gonna participate in this conversation this today. But I don't know why y'all are slurring your tongue. Huh?
How many people listening?
How many people listening?
Yeah, I ain't doing no promoting last night or today at all, man. I've been slipping, man.
We all been tired. You know, it's a big weekend to get ready for. We had to recover, and then we got jobs. So, you know, hopefully these guys understand that, you know. I'm at work right now.
But, hey, Tony, I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, next week. All right, Smoke. We finna get out of here anyway. But
all right.
But next week, I'm gonna have a good juicy topic for y'all, and it's probably gonna piss some people off. So, with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and close this out, and I'll see y'all next week.
All right, Tony.